This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to Amazon if you want the book faster. Head up to Amazon.com. You find my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. Ain't that hard? And as I said in the last hour, this has to do with all those things that a white guy... See, if you're a right-wing, there's certain things you're not supposed to talk about, right? If you believe in God, you're a Bible-thumper. There's other things you're not supposed to talk about. Yeah, because you're a whacktoid, right? And if you're a white guy, oh, well, man, really, there's a lot you can't talk about. You might as well just stuff an old sock in your mouth, because that's about all you're allowed to say. I mean, you're only allowed to mumble. And that's why Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy make so much sense for you. I'm going to talk about all the things the white guy's not supposed to talk about. Really that simple. Yes, and I'm using that a lot today, because I believe it. I believe it's that simple. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host, and I do, believe it or not, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. All right, Students of Color Conference. A Students of Color Conference. That already sounds like a bad joke, doesn't it? A Student of Color Conference turns into the Oppression Olympics. It led to fights. They had to cancel the session. And of course, you know where it happens? University of California. Where else would you have it happen? This year's University of California Students of Color Conference unproductively developed into something of an oppression Olympics between different minority groups, prompting arguments between participants and ultimately leading to some canceled sessions of the annual event. Thank you, God. No, seriously. UCLA student Jacqueline Alvarez told the local news source in a recent telephone interview, standing behind an op-ed she wrote in her Daily Bruin campus, that this is what took place on the campus. She described the conference not only as the oppression Olympics, but also a safe space gone wrong, in her opinion. Ralph Washington, president of the UC Student Association, which organized and hosted the conference, confirmed that there were tensions at the mid-November gathering and that its schedule was altered. The students, how about this? We were fighting and had to cancel. No negativity. Everybody has to be nice. The Student of Color Conference is always a space when tensions get a little high, he said in a phone interview. This mirrors that nature of our life experiences. But this year, there was a lot of harm thrown around. A lot of harm. What is harm? You know, I mean, is it a brick? Is it a... What is it? How do you throw it around? And it was thrown at various organizers, and some people came into the conference without understanding what the theme of the conference was. There are constructive things that we can do to prevent this from happening in the future. Yeah. Not invite the snowflakes. I think that sometimes in the conference schedules are changed to meet a more pressing need. It isn't a problem when those who are organizing the conference change things around to meet the needs of the participants. No, they were getting too much. See, it's something, they can't tell the truth. They were getting too much pressure. Now, the crux of the debate centered around the conference theme, fighting anti-blackness. Huh? Fighting anti-blackness. Who's anti-black? Who do I know that's anti-black? And I don't even really know what that means. But you mean fighting black people? Not liking black people? You know, racists? Is that what we're talking about? Real racists? Apparently it was not communicated to the students that the conference would have a particular theme this year. At the event held at UC Irvine, students of different minority groups began arguing when it became known that the conference would focus almost exclusively on discrimination against the African American community. So, a color conference turns into a conference that's specifically aimed at calling out racism towards the black community. And they didn't see the need to tell anybody about this ahead of time. Unreal. In one of the larger workshops, one of the students raised a question about why the only issue being discussed were those involving anti-blackness, prompting an African-American student to respond that black students are the most oppressed, to which a Muslim student made a comment about her people being bombed in the Middle East, and it went on from there. My God, I didn't think I had it in them. Though not able to attend the conference herself, Alvarez received accounts from her roommate and several friends about what transpired there. Her comments in the newspaper, then on Facebook, and it's poorly written. Goes on to say, I am very unhappy about how this conference was ran. There needs to be accountability for this trauma some of the organizers made. And I did appreciate my workshop being canceled. This is just amazing to me. Work through it. Look what we're doing to these kids. Work through it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Hopefully, our mad black man from Baltimore will join us after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really mean that. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Sending me emails, text messages, however you're getting the message out there, I very much do appreciate it. Let's bring in who we lovingly refer to as our Mad Black Man from Baltimore. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, to discuss some of the issues going on there in Baltimore and the East Coast and that kind of stuff. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to see you.
So, well, first let's get this out of the way. What are you doing for Christmas? Anything exciting?
Yeah, I'm packing up everything on our way to Texas, our whole family. And I'll be spending Christmas down in the Lone Star back home.
Ah, in Texas. Now, you were originally, the reason I asked this, I know you like to talk about your kids, and I think you were saying something to the effect that they might have had some kind of tournament or something.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to also congratulate Prestonwood Christian Academy down in Plano, Texas. They won a tournament out in Las Vegas, won the games. My son averaged, he scored 30 points, had 18 rebounds, about 6'6". And so maybe, like I said before, I can retire in about 4 years, perhaps.
Yeah. You hope he gets it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, yeah, no, it's...
Mom and dad can retire.
There you go. So, hey, I sent you some really crazy stuff, and some of the stories I've been doing tonight about your tax dollars, my tax dollars, going to some of these crazy classes that are going on in and around the country, I mean, on our college campuses. It is just outright, out and out nuts. Now, there's a college a class that has... It showed 15 of the most racist classroom presentations that you'll ever see. Now, again, as I was saying earlier, if I do something like this, if I do the story, they always say to me, well, you don't understand, Joe. You know, you're not black. You don't understand what the black community goes through. So let me read you a couple of these, and you can comment on them when I'm done with them, right? So in the class, the definition of racism, according to Webster, it says, a belief that... race is the primary determination of human traits, capacities, and the racial difference produce an inherent superiority of a particular race. So now, with that said, some of these schools have classes. One of the slides or one of the presentation pieces is white people are a plague to the planet. I'm sure this is going to help with race relations all over the place, right? Another one of the slides says, hey, how white people plague society. Had Caucasians stayed in their lanes and in Europe, we would be better off. White people are colonizing black people through dance and slang. Apparently, how we teach you how to dance and we're teaching you how to talk, and that's how we're colonizing you. Let's see. Is there any other good ones here? Diversity is a myth. You're probably a racist. And let me see if this one. Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and reverse racism, what do they all have in common? So this is what these kids are being taught in these classes. I can't even say the last one. You can't either. Mm-hmm. It says everybody wants to be an N, but nobody want to be an N. You know, I don't even. Can you imagine if this was turned around in any way, shape, manner, or form? The kind of outrage. Well, I mean, does this help race relations?
Well, absolutely not. It doesn't help race relations, and this is the white liberal that's trying to turn and make and turn things around. To when you make white people feel inferior about their race or whatever because of things that's gone on down the years. But there, as I say always, there is racism in all races. So there's no way in the world that anyone can say, well, blame the white man fully for everything or whatever like that, because it's not just the white man that's in this world. And, you know, a lot of times liberals sit around and they think of kooky things like this, the right and whatever, and that you know, me myself, I try not to entertain it or give it too much airtime about it, because I mean, I understand why you do it, because it's to highlight the stupidity of the liberal,
yes,
or whatever, or, you know. And but most of the time, these are little pockets of public school systems that's run by, and this is the fruits of the liberals, the Berkeley liberal that they put in the courthouses and they put in the judicial system. Then they put in our schools or whatever. That's why, you know, my kids go to all Christian schools, all every last one of them, and they don't teach that there. They teach about patriotism. They teach about black and white history, and you know, it's a force. If, you know, I had someone say, "Oh, they really do." I said, "You know, feel free to sit in with me or any of the schools that they go to and sit and listen to what's being taught." And they're taught even when I'm not sitting there or whatever, because the kids are going to tell you what's being taught. Trust me, trust me, they're going to tell you, or you're going they're going to act out what was being taught. So, you know, you can't, with these people like this, you know, you highlight the stupidity of it, but you also try to teach everyone that this is not every school system, it's just, and it's not every college that's being taught like that.
Right. Corey, do you sit down and talk to your kids and tell them, hey, you know, this is not, this is a minority of white people that think like this, or when people tell you that, you know, all white people or people are, white people are a pox on the earth, I mean, do you encourage your kids to speak back, not accept it? How do you have them deal with it?
Well, I have three children. They're different ages, 15, 16, or whatever like that, and they don't really go through it yet, or whatever. I mean, it's a lot of discussion about it, but I think as far as understanding it, I've taught them to understand just exactly what liberalism to a degree where they will understand it. Because these kids now are a lot more advanced than what we were, and a lot more smarter than what we were at their age that they are. I mean, they start 12, 13, 10, and 9 now, so they know things before you even go to teach them, or they've been taught by, you know, the street. So you kind of want to, like, fine-tune it, but no, their recollection of it is that the fact that they live and let live, and they're not the judge, because they're brought up in a Christian home, they understand the man of the house and the woman of the house or whatever, as parents teach their children about rights and wrongs of this world and about what the Bible teaches you. But it all depends on what kind of household you grow up in or whatever. And it's not many. It's a lot of Christian.
Yep.
Hey. I would say black.
Okay. Gotta go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service bees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Never mind it. Chin up.
That's right. Both of them.
Yeah.
Time that you are spending with me, the time you're spending working through this stuff, because there's crazy stuff going on out there. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore, and I always appreciate his insight on the issues going out there today. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear, give my commentary.
So, Corey, at work, are you running out of Kleenex fast during the day, chasing your little friends around and, you know, having to wipe their tears off the floor and stuff like that? Are they still reeling from all of this? Was there a sense of hope that they were going to win on Monday with the Electoral College?
Well, no, actually, I haven't heard too much about it at work. I mean, the most I've heard about it is... We pick up our Rush Limbaugh a lot, you know, in the office, and you know, there were a lot of ones that come in my office. They hit Rush. I had to turn down, but I had Rush playing. And, oh man, you listen to him or this or that, and then, you know, but there hasn't been a lot of talk about, you know, I think it's starting to sink in that they're crying and whining. It's not going to pan out to anything.
That they lost. You think it's sinking in that they lost.
Well, I think the top tier people are starting to have understood that this is what it is, so they're going to probably more try to attack him through Hollywood and probably attack him on what he does or what he doesn't do. But he's done a lot, and he hasn't become president yet, unlike other people that have, you know, when they became president, they didn't do anything. They did a lot of things after the fact, you know, far into the presidency. But one thing I can say, he's lived up to, you know, we're getting more bang for our buck before the first 100 days. So that I'm impressed with that.
Well, he's already doing stuff, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. That's what people are really enjoying about him.
And that's really what I'm impressed about. I mean, you know, he stuck to his guns. But one thing he has done in the White House and the media press pool has not liked it is the fact that he's doing his own presidency. He's not letting them dictate it or this or that or listening to other people. He's listening to some things that Barack Obama has said about being president, but he's not going to listen to all of it. And that's a good thing because that's what we need. And this is a breath of fresh air and, you know, considering what we've done with it in the last 8 years and somewhat before then, or whatever. We got someone that's not, you know, does have a real military and sinister background, ties to the Central Intelligence. I think they're going to have a lot of going back and forth between him and the guys down in Langley. I think there's going to be a lot of going back and forth because they're already bumping heads or whatever like that. And the CIA likes to control the president. So, you know, and he's not going for that. So that's a very interesting situation right there.
Oh, I agree with you. Yeah, they're gonna find him hard to deal with. You know that as well as I do, because he's not gonna want to hear it. Like, somebody asked him why he wasn't getting the day to day the security updates. He says, why do I want to hear the same thing every day? Bring me something new.
Right. You know? And see, a lot of it is altered through the channels. And see, my thing is, he's more of a John F. Kennedy president. John F. Kennedy didn't really go for the Central Intelligence Agency. He more liked the military than he liked the Central Intelligence Agency. And the Central Intelligence Agency didn't like that at all, because they liked it, as I say, again, they like to control the president or whatever, because they think they control everything. They think they control the president, they think they control the Joint Chiefs, and so forth. So, you know, I mean, if you pay attention to how all of this works, you can figure it out just exactly how this goes.
Oh, I agree with you. Okay, so let's get to the one that I sent you earlier today. I mean, a little while ago, you know, about how Mr. Obama is having a field. He's having a field day with letting people, I don't know, out of prison, out of jail, not having to serve their time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let me see if I can find this one, because this was really good. There we go. So Obama has apparently he's granted pardons, clemencies at a rate not seen in 70 years. So he granted a record 78 pardons and 153 commutations on Monday, making good on his promise to reinvigorate his constitutional power to grant clemency. With just 1 month to go in office, Obama has just doubled the number of pardons he granted in his last 7 years in office. So far, 148. Now, that's fewer pardons than any modern president, except, you know, George W. Bush or H.W. Bush, and he only served one term anyhow. But the clemencies that he gave are staggering, all right? He shortened the sentences of 1,176 federal prison inmates, many of them having to do with drug crimes, okay? Now, he says the reason he did that was that blacks are convicted at a much higher rate than whites are. And drug crimes are usually not violent. Now, here's my thing. With the drugs going on in the inner cities and in the black communities, did he really do a favor to these people?
Well, let me give you a quick commentary on that. My commentary on that is the fact that Barack Obama did that because he's racist. And he did that to try to and slap the white man or the conservative white person in the face about it. See, all of this is race games. And that's why I'm glad it's kind of like, you know, January 20th comes and this man gets out of office. Okay, you grant these people this and they go back out here and they create, you know, that's why close Gitmo and then you close it and then these guys get, they're the same criminals. They were the same terrorists that you're gonna put back on the playing field, and that's why I say this is ludicrous and it's kind of sinister to have this man. I mean, this man should be locked up for treason, because you're not doing it because the crime that they did was not a real high drug. I agree with them about some drug crimes. Some drug crimes are not of a violent person, or just of a person trying to make ends meet. But then you have the one that's higher tier, that's a little bit higher than them. And I'm not saying that's right for them to do that, but if you come from the street and you understand, some things people do because they do it because they need to put food on their table and a roof over their head. But then there's a thing called getting a job and working. And Barack Obama is the champion of letting these people out, and they have not. They should be locked up, because you don't get locked up for, some people get locked up for certain things, but a lot of people get locked up because, you know, they corrupt society and they're animals, and that's where they should be. But he's doing this pretty much as thumbing his nose. He's not doing this because the crimes are less or whatever like that. And you just said they're federal inmates, so obviously they've done something that, you know, how do you ascertain to let them out when the judicial system has put them there because of the crime that they
well, but his point is that they're much harder on black criminals than they are on white criminals. So I don't know. Does that mean Bergdahl and Snowden don't stand a chance?
Well, let me say this real quick. There's not a lot of white criminals that's in the inner city that's selling these half ounces and these bricks or coke or crack cocaine and stuff like that in the inner city. That probably could be one reason why they're not locking up a lot of them. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, I come from the street. I can tell you that the black people sell crack and coke. The white people sell. They have meth labs and stuff like that. So that's, I mean, when they get caught, they go to jail. So I don't understand what he's talking about. I mean, if he's talking about in the inner city, yeah, because it's not a lot of white people that's in the inner city that's selling drugs on these corners or in these neighborhoods, in these communities. So I'm kind of lost about what he's doing at with that.
Corey, he's been running around, especially the last this weekend and the last few days here. Almost, I don't want to call it an apology tour, but it's an almost a kind of, oh, woe is me tour. Look at me. Look at all the things me have done. Are you getting that feeling? Are you watching him almost like he's beating his brains out to save his butt?
Well, no, I don't think it's that at all. I think what it is that he's a narcissist and he's trying to, more or less put his foot in his, where his legacy is going to be and what they're going to talk about him after he leaves the White House. That's what I think. I think that's why he's on this tour when he's, you know, in every 10 seconds or every 3 seconds he's saying, I this or I that. So, you know, when you see, like I always say, when you see people like this, that's the telltale signs of someone that's a narcissist and that's what he is. And he wants to make sure he cements his legacy that he did this and he did that. When really is
we gotta go for a quick break. Gotta go. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household.
These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving these trials of SomaBiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there on the website. Also, if you're into Facebook, and head over to the Facebook feed. Smarter people than I in the Facebook feed. And look it, they know a lot more than I do. You know, it ain't that hard. Actually, it's easy to know a lot more than I do. Anyway, I've asked Corey Duncan to join me like I do every week. Corey is who we lovingly refer to as our mad black man from Baltimore, and I always appreciate his time with us. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to come on.
Yeah, you know, I always get some of the weirdest, I want to call it fan mail, email, after I have you on, because they think that I have found the only black man / African American that voted for or will support Donald Trump, and I'm thinking, boy, you guys really, you got to get out more. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you do have other friends that support and believe in Donald Trump, correct?
That's correct. Oh, it's a pleasure to come on and get my commentary, and thank you for having me on. Obviously, the person that says that, you know, we still have a lot of us black folks as in the shadows. That said, hey, Hillary, and they got behind the curtain and voted Trump. And they're not going to come out and say it. Yeah, some of them are coming out and saying it now. But, you know, when you hear people, I get all sort of emails or whatever, and a lot of mine is, you know, you sell out and this and that. I said, well, if you're going to call me a sellout, call me Mr. Sellout or whatever. So, you know, it's all good. But, you know, when you have people like that, obviously they don't understand what 26% of the black vote he got, and 26% was a lot higher. They were talking about at one time 4%, 3%. Well, guess what? It was 26%, and I guess their theories are wrong. It was wrong. So, you know, a lot of times people speak, and you know, they don't think before they talk. You know, I was always taught to always think before you say anything, especially if it's anything dealing with politics or anything educational. Because if you don't know, then you should just be quiet or whatever. So, you know, but a lot of people, you know, with the way the evolution of the internet is, everyone's a journalist or whatever like that, and there's freedom of speech, and that's all right, but at least know what you're talking about, please.
Yeah, I always say the same thing. Make sure you have your gun loaded. Make sure you have ammunition. Don't spew the party line. Make sure you've done your homework and you have an actual clue as to what's going on. I mean, you're seeing more, again, more and more people were talking about from a constitutional basis how the Electoral College had a right to vote for anybody they wanted to vote for and this stuff. Can you imagine if you and I said the same thing about, you know, Hillary Clinton when the electorals were going to vote for her and say, hey, you can't do that. She's not fit. She's not qualified. And try to talk some of her electorals. They would have gone from, you know, hating blacks now to hating women, right?
Right. But, you know, like I said before, I saw this liberal television show this morning. I don't know, it's one of them early morning ones that come on after 9 a.m. You know, when pretty much the conservative person is going to work, and the liberal, well, not all liberals, but most of them are sitting at home waiting for the mailman to bring their government check or whatever. But we're out busting our butt. But it was one of them liberal television shows where everything, you know, the guy, they bring two women on there, the guys on there, and you know, the guys real soft. You know, they pat him on the head or whatever like that. And I'm like, wow, really? I mean, it's almost ever, you know, Hollywood has turned the man into a wimp, a bumbling idiot. And it's just crazy. You know, and I sit there and listen to them, how they just go on and on and on about Hillary or whatever. And I wonder what this is going to do. It's a wait and see. Let's wait and see what he's going to do or whatever like that. No, the wait and see is he's already doing half of the things that he didn't even say he was going to do, he's already doing, and it's in a positive way or whatever to try to put this country back on his feet. So I can imagine what it's going to be after he gets sworn in or whatever, and it wasn't, you know, after January 20th. So it's brighter days ahead. We just have to get through this little stretch, this last little month of dealing with this narcissist and this dictator. Or whatever, and y'all could call him some other things. It's a family show, but the thing of it is, I can't wait for him. And it's not only just him. You know, his wife is nasty. Man, is Michelle Obama a true racist and just nasty?
So what do you think about her comments? You know, about the real, you know, we've got real depression. It's going to be really nasty. It's really dark now, and she sees hopelessness. She understands hopelessness. My God, seriously, how do you think I felt when your husband got elected twice in a row? What the heck is she talking about?
Well, he got elected not because of his policy. He got elected because of the color of his skin. And I'm not going to say because he's black, because he's not black. And I will say that to the day I die. He's Kenyan, and he's a Muslim to begin with. Yeah, did you hear? Did you see the, you know, you guys need to come to Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook, the post I put up. But I think it was a virus or something, because I went to look at the page and it looked like it was trying to come up as a virus, and I got it blocked real fast. But it was a Secret Service agent that said that he thought that he's come out with a book that Barack is gay and also he's a Muslim. And I don't know, you know, I guess it was the way it was put on Facebook, but I'm just putting it out there to you guys that's what I saw on there. So if you click that link, be careful, because I think it's just something that somebody put out there. But I did hear this was a Secret Service agent that was going to put a book out about, you know, his days as being an agent or whatever, just like Mr. Bongino also gave some. I don't know if you know who Dan Bongino is. He was an ex-Secret Service agent.
Yep.
That was on Barack's detail, and he gave a lot of insight into things. Some things are not all, but yeah. I mean, I can't wait till he gets out of office. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, not many days left now, huh?
Exactly. Counting down the time, the minute, and the hours. You know, so we need to get away from this dark period in our country and in the presidency. Well, you have a president that just did, you know, his second term, he just, you know, basically tried to turn everyone against everyone and, you know, went against the Department of Justice. He put his people in place, but Trump is going to put his guys in there. We're going to get this thing cleaned up, hopefully.
You know, you know what? I can't wait till he's gone either because I know what's going to happen. Well, Trump, as much as some of our friends and relatives and loved ones don't like Trump, you know what? He's going to get things done. All right, so how about this? A school cancels a Christmas carol because there were complaints about Tiny Tim's language. All right? They're always going to find something. So apparently the Hempfield School District officials put the kibosh on Charles Dickens' classic after two parents reportedly complained about poor Tiny Tim's line. You ready for this one? God bless us, everyone. So two parents in a school of 500 children complained over a Christmas carol. It's supposed to be separation of church and state, right? And God bless us. What a terrible thing. If the kids in the play, if it said F you, they probably would have been fine with that because, you know, it's a literary license. You know, it's freedom of speech. But you used a God word. I mean, look what we're doing to our young kids. Give me your, you know, you and I haven't talked about this much, but give me your thoughts on this.
Well, my thing of it is that this is another attack by the Barack Obama administration because it's more or less geared towards Muslim ideology about you know, to get rid of the Christians or whatever like that. You know, one day he's a Muslim, one day he's a Christian. But this is all set off by the administration and Hollywood or whatever like that because if a president, if a true Christian president saw this, he would denounce it or whatever. But, you know, you have a gentleman like this man who's a narcissist and a Muslim, and, you know, it's almost like, he's treasonous he's treasonous politically and as far as dealing with religion or whatever. But, you know, that's why I say we need to just try to focus on the positives and to get away from this man, because what he's done and he keeps attacking and he's got the Muslim faith attacking the Christian faith. You know, I'm not jumping away from it. I had a guy tell me one time that I worked with him and won't mention his name, but he was a Muslim and he told me the same God that I prayed to didn't die on the cross. And I went to his supervisor and told him about it. And I said, the next time he makes a comment like that, I want him fired, because if I made a comment like that about Allah, it would be something different. So we need not to be hypocritical or, you know, just hypocrisy of, it's okay. You know, we can't say Merry Christmas. We can't say this. We can't say that or whatever. When we did this all before this man came into office, if everybody recognizes all this, most of these things that's going on now, did not go on before he came to office. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, no, listen, we're almost up against it, but this is what I'm saying to you. Race relations in this country, he thinks they're better, they're worse. People don't trust each other anymore in this country. And what's the only thing that's changed in the last 8 years, huh?
Progressivism. Yeah. When you're a progressive in the White House or in the office, this is what happens. Well, yeah, everyone can be at Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook and Corey Fred Duncan on Twitter. And I'd like to wish everyone and your family also a safe and Merry Christmas. And hopefully we can all come back next Tuesday night and do this again.
Oh, yeah. No problem. And stuffed and happy. Hey, Corey, thanks for being with me. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure. We're going to finish up that show. Yeah, A Christmas Carol. Right? A Christmas Carol. Because an administrative idiot couldn't stand up to two parents. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a little bit.